Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, hello, everybody. Live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Want to welcome everybody aboard. We've got a great show today. Hey, I'm part of a best-selling book, Empowered Aging by Sharky Zartman. Sharky will join us later in the show. And she's the co-author of our upcoming book. I've been talking about it for months. Hashtag, hey, sports parents. So she's part of our triple header today. You know, I can't believe it. The Winter Olympics, they start like next week. I can't believe it's been 8 years that Evan Lysacek, who grew up here in the Naperville, Illinois area, I put orthotics in his skates when he was 10 years old. He's a 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist. I just can't believe it's 8 years since then. Hey, hello, Evan. Our first guest today is going to be David Johnson. David's a former bodybuilder. He's an entrepreneur. He's the creator and founder of the Dumbbell Club. Endorses, talks about lots of different types of equipment. Returning back on the show, Kirk Mango. Kirk is the author of Becoming a True Champion. Kirk was a champion himself, an NCAA gymnastics champion. And even better than that, he was the dad of one of my great volleyball players, who's now a very exciting, successful coach, Lindsay Mango. And then again, Sharky Zartman will be joining us. But let's jump right in. David Johnson, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thanks, Dr. Bob. I really appreciate you inviting me on this show. I'm really excited to, you know, share what we're doing and talk to you about many things. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
I thought we'd start, I call it my who, what question, which is let's jump in with a little history back. You know, who you are and what you're doing.
Well, of course, my name is David Johnson. My passion is fitness, but I actually got into the movie industry by default. I am from Michigan. I moved out here in 1987 to build health clubs with Mr. Man Chinese Theater, the famous Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. And his grandson's my best friend. And he was going to give us the money. He opted out of it at the last minute and threw me in the movie industry back in 87. It's been 30 and a half years now. But my passion has always been fitness. And because I had a couple clubs back in Michigan before I even moved out here, I had two gyms and one racquetball club when I was 23 years old. So when I moved out here, you know, I never thought I was going to be in the movie industry. And I worked for two major studios, 20th Century Fox and MGM, for 20 years. And I'm still doing a vendor end of the business in the entertainment industry for the last 10 years, working with all the studios, Disney, Paramount, Warner Brothers. But like I said, my passion, my advocation has always been fitness. And I just founded the Dumbbell Club. And I can tell you all about that, but I just wanted to give you a quick brief background of who I am, and I'm a competitive bodybuilder. I've been doing that since 1981. I just won the Nationals, Masters Nationals in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, last year after three tries. After taking 20 years off, I came back. I was qualified for the Nationals, and it took me three tries to actually win, and I won the Classic Physique Masters Nationals in Pittsburgh, and I was the first IFBB pro to win a pro card from Gold's Gym Venice, and they honored me in August of 2016 and put my picture up with everybody else that you would know Arnold and Lou and all the Mr. Olympias, and there's only 100 pitchers up in probably the best gym in the world, which is Gold's Gym Venice, and my pitcher's up there now. So
bodybuilding, the world of bodybuilding, David, my longtime colleague was a Mr. America, Mr. Universe in the 60s, Bob Guida, who went on to become one of the world's leading kinesiotherapists. And the whole area of whether it was the great athlete, he was a really came out of the background, everything that was involved that regard, and you know the weightlifting and sometimes the powerlifting as it came involved into sports, and of course the sports doctor is all about the world of fitness, whether it's high performance or whether it's preventing injury. Many times we'll see that the type of boots you're in, the kind of shoe you're wearing. He mentioned even briefly before the role of orthotics, which we talk about all the time on the orthotics, is such a key weapon. Everybody are listening to the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're live from Chicago. We're talking out on the California neck of the woods. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go back 10 years on radio shows. You could check the topics, who the guests were, listen to whatever you'd like. You could zip over to newspaper articles, and you could read all sorts of things in the magazines and articles we've published regarding everything from what's the best shoe to whether your son or daughter should specialize in one sport. One of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Surviving the Challenge. We talk a lot about strengthening ankles. I get a lot of guests on Twitter. We publish 3-4 times a day, great information, all aspects of wellness, fitness, sports medicine, as well as who's on the radio, who's been on. In fact, our radio show is rebroadcast on the UK Radio Health, and that the individuals at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, I get a lot of authors, a lot of individuals. David might be one of them, although no, that hit me. We were introduced by one of our previous guests, the anti-Iceman, Gary Rhino. Tell us what the Dumbbell Club is, David.
Well, the Dumbbell Club, I came up with this idea. I wanted to sort of vet products and services and try to put it under one umbrella. And what I've done is I've aligned myself with some of the best fitness products and services just so people that know that, you know, there's a lot of confusion out there. If you go into a GNC, of course, you know, there's 1,000 different products. But, you know, with my history, I've been around since 1981, competing in 1980 in the fitness industry. So I thought maybe if I white glove some of the things that, you know, it could really move the needle and you wouldn't have the confusion. So I've aligned myself with about 15 companies in the fitness industry and, you know, meal prep companies and belt companies and all sorts of things. And they can see it at www.dumbbellclub.com. And also the services. I have 6 of the best trainers, personal trainers in the United States. They are the best. You should check them out because these people are handpicked from me because I know there's a lot of people out there that think they're a trainer and they're really not. They've been trained for about 3 years and they all of a sudden they've become a personal trainer. These guys have a lot of history, a lot of credibility, and I handpicked them to put them on my site. So the Dumbbell Club really is a place where the best services and products are placed. And we're just starting at the beginning. I just inducted a few people into the Hall of Fame at the FitX.
Yeah, what you need, David, you got to include strengthening the feet and ankles, man, when you're talking to the sports doctor. You know, when you're talking
absolutely.
About the whole.
Well, that's true, doctor.
Rubber band resistance.
When you have feet problem, you have everything. You can't do squats. You can't do calves. I have a guy the other day that he's, you know, shooting around on a little scooter in Gold's Gym Venice. And I asked him what happened, and he said that he tore his Achilles. And right there, he probably had problems with his orthotics and his the shoes he was wearing because he was totally healthy as a horse, and he tore his Achilles. So I know orthotics is money. I mean, when you're talking about being really healthy with your feet, you got to have good orthotics. You have to have good shoes. So I'm all
about
that.
Well, you see the key. I have a pearl for you. I have a pearl for you, David.
Yeah.
And that's the song we're all familiar with. You know, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone. Half the people
that's good. I like
see
that.
In sports.
Exactly.
Yeah. Half the people we see in sports many times are shin splint, runners, jumpers, knee, low back. Ironically, it's Dr. Scholl's commercials who got it right when they're talking about alignment. Again, if you're somebody who's lifting weights or doing squats, then alignment becomes a big deal. I heard you had a gym with a lot of famous customers. Is that true?
Well, I don't have a gym. I go where there's a lot of famous customers, and
okay,
Eric the Trainer is a very good friend of mine.
I knew it was one of the two.
Well, Eric the Trainer is a friend of mine, and I just inducted him into the Hall of Fame. He is the host of Celebrity Sweat on A&E, and he trains my wife. My wife's a clinical psychologist, and he trains all of the stars. He trains Arnold's kids and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. A lot of the people on CBS and stuff. But, no, I'm friends with him, and I just inducted him into the Hall of Fame as one of the trainers. And that was at the L.A. Sports Expo, Fitness Expo, on January 7th. I inducted five people. I inducted Danny Hester, first-time Mr. Olympia, 13-time finalist Sean Ray, Michael O'Hearn, Eric the Trainer, and Ashley Kaltwasser. She's won the Miss Bikini Olympia three times in a row, and that's all in Columbus, Ohio, right near you. So, so the Hall of Fame is a big deal with the Dumbbell Club. I'm giving golden dumbbells to people that have made a huge impact in the fitness industry, and that's what I'm doing.
Excellent.
It's going to be the Emmy and Oscars.
Yeah. Tell your wife, David, the clinical psychologist.
Yep.
The mental game is a big topic on the Sports Doctor. We have people from all over the world in the world of mental training, sports psychology, the whole area of the mental game. So that component's a big deal, whether we're dealing with another big topic on the Sports Doctor, which is parenting the child athlete, the whole topic of our upcoming book, which is hashtag Hey Sports Parents, we're talking about the whole world of high performance youth sports. And or if we're talking about champions like you, and we're talking about what kind of mental energy does this guy have, whether it's overcoming an injury, whether it's becoming the best in the world. Gee, the guy came back after 20 years. Did she ever give you the sports psychology talk?
Well, the thing of it is with my wife, she wants the best for anybody that she loves. And, you know, it took me 4.5 years of going to the gym at 4:00 in the morning, driving an hour one way just to do that. I was like a racehorse going to the hay barn. So she supported me 100%. Without her, I would have never been able to do it because she put up with my moods and everything else. And as a psychologist, she understood the mood, so, you know, you just couldn't be married to a better person.
Hey, you know, what was your background all those years, David, in the movie industry?
Well, I'm in film distribution. It was always 20th Century Fox. I was a booker, we booked films into the movie industry. My first film that we worked on was actually Predator with Arnold in it. Predator was the first film I ever worked on. We worked on Die Hard.
Wow.
I did a bunch. Yeah, I did Big with Tom Hanks. We did, a lot of them.
You did Die Hard with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, we did Die Hard. And we did, and then I went to MGM and we did three Bonds, you know, and Thomas Crown Affair and Legally Blonde and everything else. So, you know, but
well,
honestly,
you experienced
Dr.
the,
Bob,
you know,
yeah.
In this day and age, David, the person, we've had many of them on the show. I've had stunt people on the show. We've had actors, actresses talking about what a big deal fitness is in all aspects of that industry. So it would be interested, you know, you were paying attention, maybe even back then, what it took.
Well, I mean, the fitness industry, honestly, Dr. Bob, has opened up everything for me. I give wholeheartedly everything that I've earned today from my fitness. It's my personality. It's the way I walk. It's the way I talk. It's the way I communicate. Everything goes back to fitness. It really does. My energy.
David,
level,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question in the world of bodybuilding, in the world of fitness. Again, on the Sports Doctor, we talk about drugs and sports in all aspects, whether it's painkillers, whether it's performance-enhancing drugs. I label many of them performance-surviving drugs because of people fighting injury, et cetera. But in the world of fitness, in the world of bodybuilding, how are they doing keeping the sport as clean as possible?
Well, you'll never keep it clean. It's the abuse. You'll see people abusing it, and you'll see people using it. And it's really, you know, a very fine line, because if somebody sees big muscles, they'll automatically say he's on steroids. They don't think about anything else. They don't think of his diet. They don't think of his commitment. They don't think of anything. The first thing they think is taking a shot, and it's the quickest way to the fastest result. And you know what I say about that? I say that they're just oblivious to the whole process.
Absolutely.
I don't care if somebody's on 10 different drugs. If you don't do the work, you are not going to get the results. Period. I don't care. It's all a bunch of hogwash. Because I know a lot of guys with a lot of money. And one of them.
What are some of the products that you work with, David? What are some of the products or exercise stuff that you guys endorse or work with?
Well, there's a lot of products that I like.
Give it to me quickly. We're almost running out of time.
Okay, EvoGen. I like EvoGen. I like some of the GlycoJack and the CellChem stuff. But a lot of the stuff, Dr. Bob, honestly, you got to be really careful, because if you're on a good diet, it's the rest of the stuff is just fillers, or you'll have expensive urine. That's what I say about that, because my friend was a...
What's your website,
no, really,
again, Dave?
My website is www.dumbbellclub.com.
www.dumbbellclub.com. David Johnson. David, again, look for the post. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Hold on a quick second, David. We'll be right back, everybody. AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How? AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement and space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit athleteintelligence.com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities for franchise locations and area representative licenses, backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based, and its recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818. 657-7181.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. Matter of fact, we're floating around Chicago. We're going to welcome back Kirk Mango. Kirk is a former NCAA gymnastics champion. He was a teacher, phys ed teacher for decades. He's the author of one of my favorite books on the whole soft topic of a youth athlete becoming a true champion. He's been a guest a few different times before. Hey, Kirk, welcome back, man.
Hey, Dr. Bob. Good to be back.
It's so pleasure to have you back. I'm going to ask you the same question I always do when I get you back, which is my who, what question, so we could jump right in, which is to give us a little bit of who you are and what you do.
Okay. I'm Kirk Mango. I am or was a gymnast at Northern Illinois University. I coached at Downers South High School for 17 years. I'm a father of two Division I athletes, one in soccer and one in volleyball, and I am the author of Becoming a True Champion, Achieving Athletic Excellence from the Inside Out. Do you want me to talk a little bit about why I wrote the book or what its purpose is?
I think that's a great point.
Well, I wrote the book.
I read your draft.
Yes, you did. And you were,
yes,
you're
did.
One of the endorsees. I wrote the book to make a difference for athletes, and coaches and parents too, by giving them the tools and thought processes needed to allow the athlete to reach their true full potential, whatever that might be. The book also includes a true inspirational story through a supposed impossibility that happened to me as a high school athlete, and it supports all the concepts in the book. And a lot of it is to, you know, put the responsibility where I believe it really lies, and that's with the athlete themselves. I think
it's always been a big point to me, was that exact sentence. As a matter of fact, that's really the subject of that book, the athlete themselves. And you know, Kirk, how much we talk about the topic of parenting the child athlete on the Sports Doctor. As a matter of fact, in one of the chapters of the upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, we have about a half a dozen parents of athletes who are chiming in, and Kirk is one of them. The challenges of being involved with a couple of girls became Division I athletes, and the parents' perspective, great highlight, challenges, but again, putting the onus on the athlete themselves always stood out to me. And, you know, the challenges seem to have quadrupled the pressures on the young athlete, their parents. You know, Kirk, the front cover of Time magazine 2.5 months ago was a young little leaguer, but the title was the $15 billion a year youth sports industry, and it's a mess.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons I wrote Becoming a True Champion. We've kind of lost perspective on what it's really supposed to be out and it really be about. And it's really about the athlete themselves and, you know, teaching them the responsibility they have and taking ownership over what it is that they want to accomplish. I've said it many, many times. As good of a coach, and they're very important. I don't want to, you know, underestimate the importance of a great coach. But as good of a coach that one has, and as good of a pair of parents that one has, if the athlete themselves is not willing to walk that path, the first two are not going to matter.
Right. And again, it's not for everybody.
No.
The Sharky Zartman, who is co-authoring the book with me this spring, is a Hall of Fame volleyball player, but both her girls became Division I players. So did yours. And
yes.
That whole challenge of the, because there is an epidemic, Kirk, of overuse injuries in youth sports. It's a big problem. And the use of over-the-counter pain medicine is a huge problem. And I think that you're part of the team. How long's the book been out?
I think it was published in 2012 now by Roman and Littlefield. So,
wow,
you know.
5 years ago already.
5-6 years, yep.
Yes. Now, of course, you,
you were an NCAA champion. Interestingly enough, and again, one of the chapters in the book we talk about, I call them the prodigy sports, the specialty sports like gymnastics, figure skating, where we're challenged with young boys or girls who do not want to play other sports. They want to do the one sport, and we're trying to keep them out of trouble. Now, both your girls played multiple sports, didn't they?
Yes, they did, and I encouraged that until they themselves made the decision of what they wanted to do. It was really up to them, and that's what I mean when I say it's about the athlete. You know, I think Lindsay, the one who was the volleyball player at Louisville, was in eighth grade when she said, I really want to just play volleyball. My oldest, who played soccer for Marquette, wasn't until after her freshman year that she focused mainly on soccer. So I kind of leave that up to the athlete, again, encouraging them to, you know, whatever goals that they want
yes,
to achieve.
I think it's important. It's interesting. The vast majority of the gold medal-winning World Cup women's soccer team, 75% of them played other sports, surprised a lot of people. They thought everybody grew up in the same sport. But we also definitely face, and gymnastics is famous for it, where, again, you might have you're seeing a 16, 17-year-old girl, she's already in the Olympics. You know, she started when she was five, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I talk about this topic a lot, I'm not a person that believes in absolutes. So a lot of when and what happens to the athlete as far as what they choose to play and how many sports they play centers on a couple of things. The athlete themselves, the sport they play, because each sport brings different things to the athletic table, the talents that they bring to that table themselves, and then the goals that they want to achieve. I mean, there's a different set of circumstances when one wants to, you know, play sports in just high school, or one wants to go on to be a very good
yes.
Division I athlete in other sports or an Olympian.
Yes. The variety of choices sometimes are endless. I'm going to talk more about it with Kirk Mango, again, former NCAA gymnastics champion, long time teacher, author, Becoming a True Champion, when we come back. So we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. Go to sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can check out past shows. You can go back 5, 10 years, see what topic interests you, or the endless array of international guests. And you can go over to newspaper articles and magazines and read lots of topics in the world of sports medicine, health, wellness. Coming back here, Kirk Mango, he's the author of Becoming a True Champion. Kirk's been on with us numerous times. We've talked a lot about the challenges of a sports parent as well, because it's the same family or the athlete themselves. And you just mentioned a great example, the variety. You know, one of your daughters maybe was 4 or 5 years different in age than the other girl playing different sports, deciding to specialize, et cetera. But give us some more real bullets from what you're talking about in Becoming a True Champion.
Well, the focus on the book is on the process. I think that's where in – whether it's sports at the elite level, professional level, or in youth sports, we've lost our perspective. It's really backwards to me, where it's all about outcomes and anything to get to those outcomes. And that's where the winning at all cost attitudes comes from. And I'm about as far away from that as you can get. My deal with the book is putting together all of the pieces for the process and the journey, because that's where the value in competitive sports is that it takes the life lessons that you learn through that comes from that process that you go through. The outcomes, people just don't seem to grasp that they'll come with the understanding and work and effort in that process and going along that journey. It should not be the other way around. And that's really what the book does, is it gives the mental pieces all the ingredients and the application of those pieces, and then an inspirational story at the end to demonstrate for the athlete all those things that they need to do in that process to achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve in whatever sport or endeavor, because it goes well beyond.
What's the website, Kirk?
Becoming a True Champion, becomingatruechampion.com.
Okay. Again, the winning at all cost point that you just made again, I can't overemphasize, whether we're talking about the epidemic of injuries, the win at all cost, whether we're talking about the burnout of some of these kids, the win at all cost, whether we're talking about this drug nightmare that we're dealing with, and I'm not talking performance-enhancing drugs, I'm talking painkillers, I'm talking over-the-counter painkillers, winning at all costs. Don't you understand? My daughter's taking 2 Advil twice a day because her knees are killing her, because she's got to keep up with the challenges. And therefore, winning at all costs becomes a very big topic, doesn't it?
It's huge. In fact, you mentioned a couple of pieces, and I'm going to add to that in a minute. But the winning at all costs attitude has a lot of different tentacles to it. The overuse of meds, masking and relieving pain and discomfort in order to play, the illegal use of PEDs in sports, the cheating. And think about this. Recently in the news, the culture that was created that allowed the horrendous acts of Larry Nassar with the sexual abuse, the allegations of the former USA Olympic coach John Gettert, and also Bella and Marta Caroli's abuse allegations that are out there, all of those focus on that idea of winning at all costs, no matter what. And
absolutely.
I am, like, go ahead.
Huge, huge point. I saw a couple of those patients, by the way. Huge point. This is the extreme insanity that can somehow occur, shocked all of us in many instances to our core. Again, with this winning at all, whether it was the sexual abuse, which is horrendous, but the physical and mental abuse is startling. And I call them these Svengali-like coaches in these club sports, and we can name a few, but at the highest of the highest level, it's shocking. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, and that's what I mean about the book and its relation to all of that, because that's what they've lost. They've lost the idea of the process and the journey and the intrinsic value of what they're doing and allowing the outcomes to happen. Instead, it's become about the outcome at whatever cost for any reason. So they're willing to sacrifice character, integrity, mental, emotional health of the athletes themselves. Everything gets thrown to the wayside for that gold medal or for that.
Now, you were also, of course, Kirk, you're a parent again, like we talked about. Great athlete yourself, parent to great athletes, and the idea that you were also a coach. How do you mix that stew together?
For me, it was a good sports psychologist. Well, for me, it was a natural thing because I was all about the athlete's potential. So when you come from the standpoint of an athlete's potential or a team's potential, there's no other place to focus except on the process, because that's the only way that's going to happen. So because you're concerned, there's a caring involved. When you're concerned about the true athletic potential of an athlete or team, there's a caring, a general caring that exists between you and the people you coach. That piece was missing when you start to focus only on the outcome, because the caring gets kind of pushed off.
Now, I don't know how much time we have. I think we have enough time. Can you give me a capsule version of this poignant part of the book that you referenced twice?
In which regards? The character,
the personal story?
Oh, my story. Yes. In my high school experience, I was faced with a huge challenge. It was an impossibility of competing against and trying to defeat Olympic level and Olympians in high school, and I was nowhere near that level. And you know, I was a high school kid, so the challenge was to do this within a year, which was impossible according to my coach. When you go through an experience like that, you learn about what it is a person can really achieve if they're really willing to walk that path and understand what the purpose is all about. So it was through that process, and that's the third of the book. It's at the end of the book. I talk about what I went through in trying to achieve that goal, which led to everything else in my life. The Hall of Fame inductions, three of those, the national championships, the All-American Awards, everything. So that's where those foundations came from, and it also helped in raising my two daughters. It still helps my daughters today with the foundations that they use in the marketplace and in occupations that they are in.
Yeah, I think that emphasis on the triad, which is, again, being the a person who knows what it takes to become a champion themselves, and the fact that they might be the parent of a boy or girl who can achieve, you know, when you get to Division I and you make a team, you're a very elite athlete already. And the challenges of dealing with the ups and downs, especially, again, in our climate, because like we talked about, the danger of winning at all costs is really what is in our way big time, whether it's the epidemic of injuries, whether it's the overusing of various kinds of medicines, or whether it is the mental pressure, all of which has been on exhibit very, very recently. So, hey, Kirk Mango, give me the website one more time, Kirk.
BecomingATrueChampion.com.
Hey. Hold on a second, Kirk. Kirk Mango, again, author of Becoming a True Champion, frequent guest on The Sports Doctor. Thanks so much, Kirk, for joining us. Everybody, we're going to be right back at The Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouthguard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouthguard is a smart mouthguard. It gathers and transmits impact data, and it's infect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector Mouthguard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouthguard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthGuard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart mouthguard. Hey, everybody, back live from Chicago. We're zipping back out to the West Coast. We were able to snagger Sharkey Zartman. Sharkey is a radio talk show host. I spent 4 years with her at the Great Healthy Life Radio. She's a prolific author of numerous books in the world of aging and fitness. So You Think You Can Coach Kids, Taking on Aging as a Sport, Fitness is Fun, my co-author coming up this spring in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. But here it is, her best-selling new book, Empowered Aging. And Sharkey, congratulations and welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks so much, and thanks for your contribution. Aging is a balance act. We love it.
I'm standing on one foot as I'm speaking to you.
Good.
In that regard. The bringing together of various authors, various contributors in the topic is something that you do so well. But give us a little bit also, my who, what, which is, you know, what you're doing and how that's led into the book, this one.
Well, this particular one, the new one that just came out, I was actually talking to one of my doctors, who is my chiropractor, and he always explains what he's doing, and he really helped my back because it was not good. And I said, "Gosh, Dom, you should write a book." And he goes, "Oh, I don't have time. I've got 5 kids in this practice." And I go, "Well, can you write a chapter?" And so then I thought, "Gosh, you know." And he goes, "Yeah." And so I thought, gosh, maybe there's some other people out there who are like experts in their field that would like to contribute. And I ended up with 13, and I am so excited. We have such an amazing group of experts, and, the book came out great, don't you think?
I absolutely do. And again, even quickly, with the compilation of expertise came out, terrific. And, you know, the idea, of course, Sharkey is a professor of kinesiology. Sharkey's a Hall of Fame volleyball player. She was on the national team. Again, part of her contribution, He's coached volleyball for years. Again, the Kirk Mango I just had on, our last guest, Sharkey, both his daughters also became Division I athletes like you.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
The idea, you know, you're taking on the topic of Grace Flaging, and, you know, I think, I don't know if it was a year or two, your book, Taking on Aging as a Sport, and you're still taking on aging. It's amazing.
That's right. But we're getting gutsy now, okay? We're not doing it gracefully anymore.
I'm telling you.
We're gutsy.
Pushing the envelope.
That's right. Again, we are.
You've been with Healthy Life Radio. Yes. You've been a host on Healthy Life Radio.
Yeah.
Sharky's Pep Talk. Linda McKenzie's great all positive talk radio. And again, so many of your guests are the fitness, wellness, medical mixed in field, aren't they?
Right. And actually, some of the people that contributed to Empowered Aging were people that I had on my show. And so,
me too.
Yeah.
I have my guests a part of your contribution. Again, Kathy Fry, Brent Cartwright, Marlene Riobi, Victoria Dupree, Dominique Scott, William Stetson, Thomas Stirrer, Jan Peters, Betty Spruill, J. Michael Spruill, PhDs, Helen Dennis, Don Herzeller, oh, and you, Sharkey Zartman. So I wanted to mention everybody. Again, the point of the title, it's a great title.
Right.
And it goes along with your taking on aging as a sport. It's the whole idea of really paying big attention to staying healthy as long as we can, as well as we can.
Right. I think too many people just give up because, you know, they go, oh, I'm this age, and so these things are supposed to happen. And I say, no. We can do better. We can step up. We control what we can. And there's so many people that are, you know, living in their 60s, 70s, 80s. My dad's 93, and my dad's in perfect health and vibrant. And so, so we can do this.
How did you write three books in a year, whatever it was?
Well, I kind of am really compassionate about this particular topic. And, you know, the new book where I did it with a team, I considered all my authors part of my team. In fact, Helen Dennett's called me the captain. And it's so funny because I use sports speak a lot of times with my authors. I'm going, this is our competition, and we've got to step up, and, you know, so I think some of them think it's kind of funny. So I use this athletic model, this team model, in publishing, because this is the second book I've published, and I loved working with the
impressive
team.
Impressive. Where do people go to the best places? Is it just go to Amazon and go to the title?
Yeah, right now just Amazon. It's up on Amazon. It's up on Kindle. We did hit the number one bestseller last night in the category.
I'm raising
of
a glass.
Aging
are you raising
exercise?
A glass? Yeah.
yeah.
We are raising absolutely the my article, which became a chapter, it was still an article because I snuck in, man.
You snuck in there. But you know what? When I read it, I went, I got to include this. Balance is important.
I knew you'd love it.
You did a great job.
Whether you look at it on the one side of things, which is aging in life sure as heck is a balancing act, or whether you really pay attention to what the article is about, which is the whole idea of balance training as
right.
we get older being such a big deal, you know, on the sports doctor, it's such a huge topic on that whole idea. So it was great to get it under the wire with Empowered Aging, which, again, has been the number one bestseller. And you got to be excited.
I'm really excited. I just, you know, it's going to go up and down, you know, because the rankings change every hour. But we're hanging in there. We're doing really well on Kindle as well, and number one new release in four categories. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited to get this book out to as many people. And I got to tell you, yesterday we had the launch, and the book was reduced to $9.95, and we had a lot of people, you know, come in and buy it. But I extended that offer today, so if anybody's listening, it's still $9.95 because I'm going to change the price tonight back to retail, which is $18.95 because it's worth it.
Right. And hey, and I got news for you. 90% of this audience, 90% of the audience of your book, if they're not sports parents, they're sports grandparents.
That's right. You know? That's right. Absolutely. But you know what? Our next book, I'll tell you, this is going to be another awesome book. I mean, you know, the parents need this. The grandparents need it, too. You know, as yes. You know, youth sports is kind of out of control these days.
Yes, it is. You know, there's no doubt about it. And that's one of the points of the sports doctor. But so is aging gracefully. So, you know, hey, Sharky, man, I'm so glad you were able to jump in and join us.
Continue
great success. You know,
okay,
you go to Amazon, Empowered Aging, or listen to Sharky on HealthyLifeRadio.net. Check that out. They've got a great website. Check out her show, Sharky's Pep Talk. Sharky, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, dear.
Okay. All right. Bye, Bob.
See ya. All right, everybody. We catch you next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It's the Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.